Welcome to Monsters Among Us, Jr. I am your guide, Derek Hayes. Your ghost host, Delaney Bowers, will be with us shortly. But first, boy am I glad that you're here. For a moment there, I thought I was going to have to listen to all of these spooky stories by myself. And when I say spooky, I really mean it. We have orbs, we have floating figures, we have Bigfoot howls, unknown humanoids. It's going to be a frightfully good time. And that good time begins right now, because it's time to introduce our first caller of the evening. Please welcome a meme to tonight's broadcast.
My name is a meme, and I wanted to share a story. This happened at my grandma's house maybe last year around December. I'm not completely sure what day or week or date exactly it was, but I know it was around that time. I went to my grandma's house because my sister had an appointment at the doctor's office for a sleep test, and then I had to stay the night at my grandma's. So I went to my grandma's house on a Thursday, I think. I ate dinner, and then I watched a little bit of TV. I think I might have done some homework, maybe, but the fun part comes when I go to bed. Not that fun, actually. It's a bit scary. I went to bed, and then I saw this white figure that was really short, like really, really, really short, like maybe like 5 feet high, and it was floating next to my grandma's table, and it was floating like at least like 5 inches above the ground, and it was completely pale white, no face. Nothing. Really short arms and legs. It had a head. It just kept floating there. I stared at it for a while, and I felt this really alarming sense of dread that just kept surging through me. Oh my god. It was really scary. So, I turned around the other way to look at the window next to the bed. I looked at an orange ball that just appeared there for some reason. I'm not completely sure why it was there. It just appeared all of a sudden. I'm thinking to myself, why is that there? Because I'd never seen it before. I mean, it was a big orange beach ball, basically. It was really big. It was like really big, actually. It was probably the size of a big globe. And then I tried my best to go to sleep. Then I actually wanted to sleep for a little bit and I had a dream. I don't remember the specifics of this dream. It wasn't scary. There was something really interesting about it. After I had the dream, I woke up again. And this time, I kept staring at that figure until I turned around, because I'm a light sleeper. I turned to the side, and then I turned to the other side to look at it again, and it just disappeared. This time, I got really scared. Like, I felt a really alarming sense of dread. So I decided to get up and go to the TV to watch the TV to calm myself down. But my grandma's TV is next to her front door. I looked out the front door and I saw these, like, lights. One was a big orange light. It just got really big and then it faded out. And it was purple and green and this kept happening until it just stopped. And then a little bit after that, maybe, there was a really big alarm sound. It went like beep and it just got really loud. And it just started to fade away slowly, and it kind of hurt my ears, not gonna lie. Then, I think it happened again, actually, when I kept watching the show I was watching. Oh, and through all of this, my grandma heard nothing. I don't know what the lights were, I don't know what the ball was, and I don't know what that figure was, and I really don't know what that alarm sound was, because It was so loud, it could probably wake me up in an instant.
Thank you, Amin. A beeping sound. Round orbs of light in a short, white figure. What do you think this might have been, listener? A ghost or haunting? Or maybe some sort of UFO or UAP activity? Or perhaps a series of strange events, all unrelated to one another? Whatever it was the perfect way to kick things off here tonight. And we thank you again, Amin, for getting things started. Now, I bet you have a scary story you would like to share here on the program yourself. If so, give me and Delaney a call at 833-MAU-KIDS. That's 833-MAU-KIDS. Or you can record your story as a voice memo and email it to us at monstersamongusjr@gmail.com. Now, when you call in, do your best to speak slowly and clearly. Call from a quiet area in your house. Try to keep the calls to about 2 minutes if you could. And most importantly, get your parents' permission before calling in. Now it's time for tonight's next scary story. Please welcome Ingrid from Parts Unknown.
Hi, Derek. My name is Ingrid, and I'm 7 years old. My mom helped me find you, and you're my favorite. So, I have a story sort of about a shadow person, and it was very weird and kind of scary. So, I was waking up, and I saw this shadowy person. It had no legs. It was bald, and it was kind of scary. So it seemed to be scared of light. So I turned on all the lights. For some reason, monsters like to try to scare me, which is weird. But I turned on all of my lights that I had, and after all of the lights were on, I told it to go away, and I was not scared of it, but I actually was a little bit. So after I told it to go away and I was not scared of it, I've never saw it since that day. And I love your podcast. It's so good. And bye.
Thank you so much, Ingrid. A bald, legless, shadowy thing that hides from the light. I know what I'll be having nightmares about tonight. Now, I searched my archives and I could not find any other creature that fits this description. And I think that makes me happy, because I don't like the idea of whatever it was Ingrid saw wandering around out there in other places. Now, if you think you know what it was that Ingrid saw, feel free to reach out to us. But in the meantime, I'll keep my ears and eyes open for anything similar. But I kind of hope that we don't find it. Alright, gang. That's all the time I have for this evening. And we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, Delaney will take you on an adventure through some of the spookiest paranormal activity known to exist. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You will read in all implications that...
Hit at the line of scrimmage.
Good job, Act.
Well, well, well. Look what the black cat dragged in. Me. Your M.A.U. Mima. And boy, were those little fangs sharp. You know, speaking of fangs and furry creatures and things that like to hiss or howl, we have Harrison from Kentucky with a creepy cryptid encounter of his own. The floor is all yours, Bubby.
When I was 4 and a half, I went outside to play and hold a big for how. And the boy's like, "Oh!" Like that. When I kicked me one game, sorry. That's my best way to describe it.
Harrison, I've never heard a phone call that managed to be both sweet and scary. But yours has been a real game changer. I can't even imagine being 4 and a half years old and hearing a Bigfoot howl outside, and one so close to my house to boot. Your description was perfect, pal. Couldn't have asked for a better recreation. And listeners, Harrison's dad was kind enough to do some research about Bigfoot sightings in eastern Kentucky, and he sent it over to us. In fact, he dug up a report from the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, or the BFRO, from Harrison's home county, where a 7-foot-tall, grayish-brown, bipedal creature rushed across the road and down a steep cliff before disappearing into the night. The scariest part? This sighting took place 5 miles from Harrison's house. Was that the Bigfoot our friend heard? With more than 13 additional reports from nearby counties, I'm thinking Harrison's call holds quite a bit of weight. From one Kentuckian to another, we're so glad you called in, buddy. All right, we've crossed a giant hairy beast off our list. Now let's do the same for a hairless, half-pint humanoid. Our friend Holter from Oregon can help us do just that.
This is Holter calling out of Portland, Oregon. I had a little experience happen to me about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I was sleeping, and at about maybe midnight, I had a dream where I was putting in my retainers in my bathroom. We were leaving. About midday, my parents were all in the cars, and I hear this little shuffling in the hallway. So I poke my head out, nothing. I go back to doing whatever I'm doing. Same thing happens, still nothing there. And then third time I'm ready, and I pop my head out, and there's this little goblin thing standing in the hallway, and I dive at it or whatever. My hand goes right through it. Nothing there. And then I wake up, like, instantly. And I'm sitting in bed thinking, wow, that was a weird dream. And by now it's about maybe 2 or 3 a.m. And then I hear that exact same sound in my hallway. Just a little shuffle, shuffle. And I'm like, okay, let's just go see what this is. So I get ready to get out of bed. My feet are on the floor. I have a bunk bed. I'm about ready to stand up. And then I hear it again. And it's shuffle, shuffle. Bang! I'm like, oh, I'm not going out. So I get back in my bed, get under the covers, and I curl up in a ball. That's what kids do. And I'm sitting there, and I keep hearing this shuffle, 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 shuffle. There's nothing there. As far as I'm aware, there's a little crack in my door I can look out. There's nothing there. And then all of a sudden, the night lights in my room, at the exact same time, flicker, on off, and then they get dimmer at opposite times. Not a power failure, just opposite times. And then the trim around my window is white, so it reflects the light of the nightlights. Only the trim around my window goes out, like, zero light in front of my window, but I can still see out of it normally. Extremely weird. Anyway, love the podcast. Keep the good work up.
Sweet baby yams, Holter. What a story. It sounds like you experienced both a premonitory dream and a rendezvous with a trickster figure. A strange pairing for sure, but stranger things have happened. If I'm being totally honest, There are fewer things I love more than a good old-fashioned goblin. They come in all shapes, sizes, and flavors. Metaphorically speaking, of course. Some are sneaky little thieves, others perform household chores like ironing or dusting, and a couple like to eat the bones of children for dessert. You know, it takes all kinds, babe. One type of goblin in particular is known as an imp. Lonely creatures that crave human attention, imps often play annoying pranks to attract friendship. In some folklore traditions, imps are connected with fire. And while Holter's goblin may not have had any candles nearby, perhaps it used the next best thing, electricity. Of course, this is all just a giant guess. All I know is that Holter's call made for one trick-tastic time. Thanks for calling in. Alright, my tiny trolls, we've made it to the last call of the night. And here to drive us down the home stretch is Jennifer, from Parts Unknown.
So, hi, I'm just gonna go by the name Jennifer. I listen to your show with my dad almost every day, and I love it. So, this is my story. So, one day I was just at home, and I was just eating a Lunchable, and I heard some footsteps. And I looked up from the table where I was sitting, and there was a light bobbing up and down through the walkway as it went past the table. It was about 5 feet off the ground, and it went into the laundry room. So that's my story. Love your podcast. Bye.
You know, Jennifer, I applaud your courage for not hightailing it out of your house at the first sound of a disembodied footstep. I'd grab my cat, my Tamagotchi, and I'd be out the front door in a heartbeat. Proud of you for that one, girlie. But upon further consideration, I'd like to think that whatever ethereal entity was nearby simply had a hankering for a Lunchable. I'll always be a pepperoni pizza and Capri Sun gal myself. Now, I'm not sure what type of after-school snacks they have in the spirit realm, Jennifer, but we appreciate you sharing your experience with us. And there you have it, folks. I'm off to buy some Kleenex for La Llorona, but Derek and I will be back soon with even more uncanny calls. Until then, happy hauntings, hooligans. Monsters Among Us Jr. is written and produced by Derek Hayes and Delaney Bowers. Copyright, Red Crow Media. Additional support provided by Sarah Carter Hayes and Connor Ryan. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.AG Music, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. And lastly, the MAU Junior theme song was written and produced by Ali Mamari.